I hope that you will take time to consider the holiness of all of this, as foreign as it may be to you. Welcome to session 11 of Arise and Shine's devotional. Today, we are talking about water baptism, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and speaking in tongues. I know, I'm putting the weird out there right away. I hope that it intrigues you more than it scares you away. So, here we go. The gift of tongues is sometimes one of those gifts you open. You know, you're not real sure what it is. It looks weird, sounds weird. You don't really understand how it works, so you just, you know, put the top back on, set it aside, and it eventually makes its way into the attic. Well, my goal in the next few minutes is to explain what it is, where it comes from, and why God gives it. First, we're going to look at Acts chapter 1, starting in verse 4. This is Jesus speaking. He said, "Do not leave Jerusalem until the Father sends you the gift he promised. As I told you before, John baptized with water, but in just a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere, in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." In this scripture, Jesus identifies two separate baptisms, one with water and one with the Holy Spirit. Before I show you the baptism of the Holy Spirit, I want to bring you to the portion of scripture when Jesus' disciples encounter him after he has risen from the dead. This is in John chapter 20, verses 19 through 22. It says, "That Sunday evening," this is after Mary Magdalene told the disciples that Jesus had risen. It says, "The disciples were meeting behind locked doors because they were afraid of the Jewish leaders. Suddenly, Jesus was standing there among them. He said, 'Peace be with you.' As he spoke, he showed them the wounds in his hands and his side. They were filled with joy when they saw the Lord. Again, he said, 'Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I am sending you.' Then he breathed on them and said, 'Receive the Holy Spirit.'" You know, before that encounter here, we see Jesus' disciples had not been saved in the sense that they received Jesus as their Savior because he had not been crucified and risen from the dead yet. Jesus had to die for their sins first before that could happen. This is what we see take place here. The disciples were saved and received the Holy Spirit in them. But there was more, which is why Jesus commanded them to not leave until they received the gift from the Father. Let's go now to Acts 2, where we see them receive this gift. It says, "On the day of Pentecost," which is when the Holy Spirit came upon everyone in the upper room, "all the believers were meeting together in one place. Suddenly, there was a sound from heaven like the roaring of a mighty windstorm, and it filled the house where they were sitting. Then what looked like flames of tongues of fire appeared and settled on each of them. And everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Holy Spirit gave them this ability." So here is where we witness the Holy Spirit come upon the disciples when they were baptized in the Holy Spirit. I know it's weird, but just hold on. Some people believe that this was only meant for the disciples in the room that night. If that were the case, Jesus would not have commanded them to be his witnesses to the ends of the earth. That would not have been possible. The baton continues to get passed on. God knew that we would need the power from his Spirit to accomplish the things that he asked of us. So, why tongues? In other words, praying in the Spirit. One reason for tongues we see in 1 Corinthians 14, verse 4. It says, "The one who speaks in tongues edifies himself." To edify in its original Greek meaning means to build up, to be strengthened. And that's what happens when you pray in the Spirit. Another reason is in Romans chapter 8, 26 through 27. This is what it says. "And the Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness. For example, we don't know what God wants us to pray, but the Holy Spirit prays for us with groanings that cannot be expressed in words. And the Father who knows all hearts knows what the Spirit is saying, for the Spirit pleads for us believers in harmony with God's own will. There's much more testimony throughout the Bible and reason given to speak in tongues, much more than I have time to share here. But if you want to learn more, I encourage you, look in Scripture. And there's a great book. It's by Kenneth E. Hagin. It's a little red and white booklet titled Why Tongues. Guys, I can tell you from my personal experience that it really is a beautiful, powerful thing. I don't have time to share my whole testimony here. You can read it in my book, but it's one of the greatest gifts that I have ever received. And I just want to encourage you, if you've asked for the gift of tongues and haven't received it yet, continue to ask. You know, someone can be baptized in the Holy Spirit without the evidence of tongues. Sometimes people receive tongues at the same time that they're baptized, and when they're baptized in the Holy Spirit, and some receive it later. Until you receive it, be encouraged that Billy Graham, one of the greatest evangelists of all time, did not speak in tongues. Just don't let that keep you from asking. We are told in 1 Corinthians 14:1 to desire God's gifts. Desire his gifts. I hope that you will take time to consider the holiness of all of this. As foreign as it may be to you, this baptism of the Holy Spirit is a gift, and you will need his Spirit upon you to fulfill the mighty things that he has called you to. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is not a one-time occurrence like many believe. And I want to touch on that for just a minute. If you read Acts 4, 29 through 31, you will see Jesus' disciples ask and receive more of the Holy Spirit, a fresh filling. We need to be so full of the Holy Spirit that we overflow. The need to continue to be filled is not a bad thing. It's good to have a continual dependence on the power of the Holy Spirit in us. If you have never asked to be baptized in the Holy Spirit, I encourage you to ask. If you have, ask for more, to overflowing. And we're going to do that right now. But if you miss session 3 and you have never accepted Jesus as your Savior, let's do that first. Just say, Lord Jesus, thank you for your love and your sacrifice on the cross for my sins. Thank you for making a way to heaven through your resurrection. Forgive me of my sins. Thank you for washing me clean. I surrender my life to you. Lead me into the plans that you have for me. And then say, Lord, I know that I can do nothing of eternal value apart from you and the power of your Holy Spirit. Say, I desire to fulfill the great destiny that you have written for me. I ask you to baptize me in the Holy Spirit. Fill me to overflowing. Come upon me and empower me. Let the gifts of the Holy Spirit come alive in me. And just as tongues of fire fell on those in the upper room, let the fire of your Holy Spirit fall on me. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. That is our session for today. We have one day left of this devotional. Do not miss it. We are going to finish with walking through the right doors. And what happens if we make the wrong choice? What if you go through the wrong door? So don't miss it. If you'd like to get your hands on my book, it is going to be on sale on my website, 30% off for the whole month of April. You can grab your signed copy there. Also, if you'd like to invite me to speak at your church events or women's group, you can put in a request on my website. That is jamienthompson.com. Guys, thanks for being here. If this message blessed you, taught you something, ministered to you, please help me get it out to others by sharing it. You can also like and subscribe to help me spread the word.